Welcome to the fourth episode of Fun with Scotch and Other Spirits. Tonight is the mostly Highland episode. And my name is John Pitchford.
I'm Marla Serdine.
I'm Judy Pitchford.
And we've got three different bottles of scotch tonight that we're going to be checking out and telling you what we think. And as it turns out, two of them are Highlands, and one of them I thought was a Highland, and because it was in the wrong section and the name confused me, I purchased that one for tonight, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Okay. All right. Our first whiskey is the one I chose. It's Annock, 12-year. This is put out by the Nakdu Distillery, and evidently the new owners bought an older distillery, and they put out their first whiskey in, I think, the 1990s. So this is not a terribly old enterprise. But let's give it a smell, see what we think. Not a real strong smell. It's a nice color, kind of a medium amber. Not too dark, not too light, very pretty.
It's definitely lighter colored than the other two. It has a light smell. Yeah, it's a little bit sweet, but not very strong at all.
Now, even though it's a Highland Scotch, one review I read said that it is made in the sort of Speyside style. So I would expect something lighter and, you know, with some fruit and spice in it. So we'll give it a taste and then we'll see.
I'm not liking it at this point. It has a strange finish on my tongue.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's got a strange
flavor. I don't mind it, but it's more fruity than I usually like. It's kind of leaves an almost pineapple-y or pear taste at the end, which some people might really like, but is not my particular taste.
Yeah, I was getting a little pear out of it. Maybe some apple, but it's definitely got some fruit flavors going on.
But it is very light, and if you like lighter liquors, you know, that would probably be something to try. It's certainly not awful. It's just not...
No, it's not awful.
No.
It's just definitely not one I would say,
ooh,
I want one of those if I had a lot of other things to choose from. I can't describe the finish I feel on my tongue with that one, but it's just kind of a flat, slightly unpleasant taste for me. But, you know, everyone's taste buds are different. So
for me, it has that slightly acid kind of fruit aftertaste that is not one of my favorite things either. So, but we shall see.
Describe it at all as maybe thick or a little syrupy or something?
No, I didn't get a syrupy feel.
Okay.
I'm not saying I'm talking feel like of the liquor. It's just my tongue. It's like when it spreads out over my tongue, it just has this odd, all I can think of is flat flavor. Remember, I'm the one that is not good at naming flavors. You know, I can't say something's pear or apple or tar. It's just, I just am not fond of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's a weird aftertaste for me.
Okay, John, why don't you talk about your selection?
Okay. So the second one, which I mistakenly thought was a Highland, is Highland Park and a newer offering by them called Valkyrie, which got some really great reviews. And it was a partnership between Highland Park and Jim Lingvild, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Highland Park is actually located in the Orkney Islands, north of the Highland region of Scotland, off the coast. And I guess it's considered to be one of the island styles of Scotch. But... it was in the wrong section, and it has Highland in the name, so...
Thank you, Total Wine and More.
I was easily misled.
And we don't do any research before we go to the store. We just go and, like, try to feel the aura of the scotches coming off.
It's sort of, you pays your money, you takes your chances.
That's it.
Our basic theory.
We pick out whatever looks or sounds interesting, and then we look it up and find out more about it, and then we bring it to the table.
And it is one of the more expensive scotches that... that John and I have purchased. This one was at Total Wine was $80. The base price is $80, so it is a little more than we typically spend on a Scotch we know nothing about.
Yeah,
so anyway, so let's smell.
Well, and an interesting side note, well, perhaps only interesting to me, but the one time I went to a Scotch tasting dinner that had been like a charitable auction thing, Highland Park, which was probably just a straight Highland Park 12-year, was the only one I didn't like. So I'm kind of eager to try this now. It smells good, and it's a lovely darker amber color.
Yeah, it does smell good.
Mm-hmm. So let's
definitely get a little bit of smoke.
Mm.
Oh, I like this one.
This is pretty tasty.
And it is peaty. It's got a peaty
taste. Got a little bit of,
But it's not an overwhelming peat flavor. So if you are like, well, I don't like those peaty things, those are, you know, things like Lagavulin and Lafroy. They tend to be kind of heavier in the peat, and I don't think this one is quite as heavy.
I would have to say that it's actually, in my opinion, pretty close. It's not as strong maybe as those two, but it's not far behind them.
See, I don't get any smoke or leather with this. I get some peat. But even when I was drinking some of the Port Charlotte this week, one of the Islas, you know, there was still that kind of leathery aftertaste that I like. But this one, no. It's nice, clean taste, actually.
Yeah, but it's definitely one that I would get again. I think, you know, at the $80, I mean, because that's what we usually pay around, you know, that same price for the...
We have very high liquor taxes here in Washington.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Well, no, the 80 was without the liquor taxes.
Oh, okay. All right.
But the I will pay, like, I think we can get Lafroy for like 75 plus all the lovely taxes and fees. But I would go for this one again, you know, and use it as a once in a while. Definitely not my everyday, but...
Very tasty.
But very tasty. I really like that one.
Plus, as a third generation Scandinavian, I like the whole Valkyrie thing. So it's a lovely bottle and lovely design.
Well, it's a beautiful bottle. and it comes, and we got it in a really nice box. So it's just probably part of the $80 that it costs is all that lovely marketing. Yeah, and packaging. All right. So next is the one that I chose. And... this again will show that I didn't really do a lot of or do any research beforehand. I chose Grangestone. It's a Highland single malt. It is actually bottled by Quality Spirits International, which I guess means they didn't actually make it. So we don't know who made it. We don't know who did the distilling. We only know that it's bottled by Quality International, and it's one of their brands. And I think, because when you look it up, the only place that sells it is Total Wine & More, as far as I can tell. I can't find it anywhere else. So it might be like the Total Wine & More, you know...
house brand.
House brand or something. It's what they have for their... They have them bottle for them for the house. So let's see what it's like.
Mm-hmm. It smells good.
Smells fine.
Not real strong, not a lot of alcohol, you know, smell that you get with some of the really young scotches. Again, kind of fruity and spicy, I would guess. Okay, I'm going to taste it now.
It's smooth. It is not, I don't get that weird thing on my tongue like I did with...
The Anak.
The Anak. I still think that sounds like a Klingon scotch whiskey.
Yes.
Anak! Anak!
So if you're doing a whole Klingon party kind of thing, that would be a good one to try.
That would be good. But, anyway, back to Grangestone. I just had to get that whole Klingon thing in there. I like the flavor. Has a nice feel on my tongue. Not a bad aftertaste like I was getting before.
No. It's that kind of spicy, fruity style that some people are going to absolutely love. And some people like me are kind of like, that's nice. That's I can drink it. It's certainly not a bad... thing,
if it's the only thing the hostess at your party has, you'll drink it, but it's not your first choice.
Don't turn up your nose, but it might not be your first choice.
I might turn up my nose at the Klingon one, but you know.
I don't mind that.
I didn't like it. This is how I tell I'm not a total raging alcoholic, because I can turn it down. If I would drink it anyway, you know, then I would say, I've got an alcohol problem. I'll drink anything. So...
I get a little bit of apple pie, you know, when I think of this. It's it's
some cinnamon, it's, vanilla kind of. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and definitely some fruit from apples or pears, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Okay, now I'm going to put like just a couple drops of water. Oops. I think I might need a little more of the, I hate to say it, the Klingon one.
Okay.
Because I didn't get much in the first place.
Well, that's true. I try to be cautious during these podcasts because otherwise...
There you go. That's better.
Actually finishing the podcast becomes a challenge.
Well, just a tad, just to bring it up to the level of the other.
That's how it always starts.
I know. It's dangerous.
Do you eat the Cheerios without milk, or do you add more milk, therefore requiring more Cheerios?
Oh, now this one's more full.
It's a difficult problem.
Now I have to raise the other one.
All right. I just wanted them to be even so that they would have you know.
So now we're going to taste the same three scotches, only with just a few drops of water, to see if that actually improves the taste or helps the taste or whatever. John is having trouble.
Yeah, he's having a little problem with that straw.
Okay, there we go.
I'm not a straw technician. It's not my strong suit.
That middle one didn't get very much, but okay. All right. You were stingy with it in the middle one. All right.
Okay, the anak. I don't think the water helps.
Uh-oh.
It's pretty light-bodied, and I don't think adding water is necessarily a good thing. Now, sometimes I am a heathen enough that I want ice in my scotch, but usually it's when I'm ordering a well scotch, and it's a really good thing if they put in just one giant ice cube so it kind of chills it but doesn't dilute it too much. But there are a lot of blended scotches or well scotches that they don't mind a little ice. They're like, sure, ice, I can do that.
Now, for me, adding the water, I think... tone down that weird flavor I was getting on my tongue.
Yeah, it made it, you know, it made it a little milder. It still has a light fruity taste. I'm not getting what it is that you're getting.
Well, no.
The adverse flavor that you're getting. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I had something to eat earlier that affected it.
Uh-huh. You know, I tend to prefer... drinks that have a little more flavor to them, honestly, this is really mild, so it's not one of my favorites, but it's not a bad, you know, it's not a bad drink. Like you said, I wouldn't turn it down.
And I'm one of the few people on Earth, it seems, that really doesn't like pineapple. So for me, it has that kind of pineapple feel to it. It's not so much the taste as the feel of when I eat pineapple that I just don't like that. But again... I bought the bottle, and I will finish it.
Yeah, she'll drink it.
Yeah, not a big deal.
Okay, so now Highland Park with water?
Highland Park Valkyrie.
Valkyrie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't forget the Valkyrie.
I know.
Valkyrie.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
That's... it's the Hayataho, Hayataho. It's a Wagner thing.
I was using the Valkyrie thing, more or less.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway. You were making a pleasantry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I failed.
I think I liked it better without... I mean, it's not that big a difference, but there's an... I think it kind of waters down the that peaty flavor, the essence, of course, for us, we like the peat, so...
But again, since we liked it to start with, the water doesn't damage it horribly.
No.
It just doesn't help it that much.
No. There's no helping. Whereas, like the Klingon one, it did help it for me.
That's interesting. Again, because I had such a negative view of Highland Park for so long that having this is a good thing, because now it's like, oh, that is nummy.
Well, yeah, it just shows you because of one scotch that a distillery might make or whiskey doesn't suit you, just, you know, try some of their others at some point.
Well, and I was at it was a scotch tasting dinner kind of thing, so they would pair food with a scotch. So it may have been that I just didn't like the pairing, or that I'd had scotches I liked a lot better beforehand, and then got this and was like, ugh. So, it wasn't the Valkyrie, it was just a straight Highland Park.
Yeah, and this is, like I said, I think I mentioned this is uncharacteristic for Highland Park, that most of their stuff isn't peaty, so that's what I read anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's tasty though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last but not least is the Grange Stone.
Now I'm smelling maple syrup.
You get maple syrup?
Believe it or not, yeah, I don't know why.
Hmm.
They did, though.
I got that from one of them in the last podcast. I can't remember which one it was. It was one of the space sites. Oh, it was the Glenrothes.
Oh, okay.
That, for me, had a real mapley taste, but this?
Yeah, the smell, I just like was smelling it again after I put water in it, and for some reason, that time, I got maple syrup.
It's still perfectly serviceable, but probably not one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm not noticing a big difference. I'm thinking maybe in the future we should, like, taste it and then immediately put the water in and taste it, because that way we can taste the differences better.
Oh.
What do you think?
That could be.
Don't mind us while we do our podcast planning during this. Okay.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, we'll just brainstorm right here.
Yeah, we'll brainstorm right here. Hey, if you guys have any ideas, let us know.
But in general, the Highland Park won, I think, this time, even though technically it's not an island.
That's right.
To those of you in the Orkney Islands, thank you very much.
Yes, yes. I would say, yeah, for me, Highland Park, Grangestone, Annagh. How about you, John?
I would get my bat left.
I will second that.
I don't know that I like the Grangestone that much better than the Annagh. I think they're kind of in the same... Except there's pineapple somehow in the Annagh, which is a bad thing. So. All right. I would go with that.
Might have a glass of Annagh and a bowl of gah.
No. Those are the little...
Yes.
All right. Okay, we all have misspent youths. Just go with it.
I'm sure there's some Star Trek fans out there that like scotch and whiskey.
Yeah, that Highland Park is very tasty.
Yeah. We were having, you know... We're reverting back to our Isla episode, but you can tell where our real true love lies.
Our sympathies lie. Yeah.
I was trying to think of another word, but it totally escaped. Too
loyalties.
Much.
Loyalties.
Yeah. That's a good word.
That's
all right. All right. So to all of you who are listening, if you like fruit, and especially if you like pineapple, the Annagh is not a bad, this is the 12 year, is not a bad choice. Especially if you're moving from, say, cocktails to scotch or something else to scotch, where you're looking for something not real intrusive or not...
Do you remember how much
It's not going to jump out of the bottle and beat you up, basically.
No. Never, definitely. It's a light one. Do you remember how much you paid for that for people who are on a budget?
No, I don't. I think it was probably around $70, and then you add the tax and stuff.
$70 for that?
Well, I think so. I don't know. I'll have to check.
Where in the Highland Park, of course, is, you know, the... More for people who like the peat and smoke.
No smoke. I didn't get any smoke.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't
get
the smoke.
It's got a bit of peat and spice.
So if
it was very tasty. This is the Valkyrie, though.
Yeah.
Now distillers are doing, like, special editions.
Well, this is part of a three-part series of, I believe they're all Norse-themed.
Yay.
So I don't recall what comes after, but... Valkyrie, I think, was the first. There's supposed to be another one this year and another one in 2019, I believe.
What? Do you know what the year... What, oh, it's a 12-year?
The Annagh is 12-year.
Because according to this, a 12-year single malt, what... That's Master of Malt, says... Yeah, it looks just like that bottle. It says 3642 on Master of Malt, but...
Yeah, they're in the UK, though.
Oh, they're in the UK.
So never mind. Pay more here. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we really like the Highland Park Valkyrie. And as a librarian, or a former librarian, it's like now they're starting to issue special editions of their normal whiskey. So it's like, oh, for heaven's sakes, you have just, you know, widened the playing field by an exponential number. But anyway, this is very tasty. And plus, it is 45.9% alcohol.
Yeah.
Whereas the Annagh is only 43% alcohol. What is the Grangestone? I can't see the bottle from here.
40, it looks like.
40, yeah. So, you know, usually the more the ABV, alcohol by volume, the stronger the taste. So that's something to think about, too. The Grangestone, however, is perfectly serviceable. And if you want kind of a medium quality...
Yeah, and on our budget. Yeah, because it is the cheaper... The Annagh is $55 at plus tax at Total Wine and More. Highland Park was $79.99, and the Grangestone 12 year is $36.99. So it's a much more budget-friendly one and not very strong tasting. So it's great, especially if you're beginning and just trying to explore. Again, that's a good one.
Well, and just doing a search on the interwebs about Grangestone, a lot of the reviews or descriptions or whatever come from Total Wine. So I have a feeling this is kind of like their proprietary Scotch brand or something.
I said that earlier.
Oh, you did? I forgot. Okay.
No
anyway.
More for you.
I know, no. I know. But but again, it's not bad. If you're setting up your bar and you want, you know, a decent Scotch single malt, that's not a bad thing to have there.
Yeah.
And you're on a budget.
On a budget.
Because most of us are.
John and I are on a budget.
Yeah.
Definitely. We just sort of splurged this week with that Highland Park Valkyrie. And it's like, well, damn.
Nummies.
Damn, we bought the wrong one. But,
Well, only because
for the episode, we bought
the wrong one.
John wanted to stop on the at the store on the way here to get more. And I'm like... You get a different. I'm like, no. I think we.
This is our Scotch budget for the 2 weeks before payday.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's 1 week, but that's okay.
Okay,
it's 1 week. Okay, but yeah. So, I think we still had three, even though I wasn't a big fan of the Klingon one. John and Marlis liked them, so two out of three thumbs up.
Right.
But the other two, I think, get all three thumbs up in one fashion or another. So there you have it.
But the Highland Park Valkyrie is really good.
It's really good. But not a Highland.
I know.
Yeah.
But we learned.
I know.
That's it.
So join us next time. We don't know. What are we doing next time?
We should do Island.
Oh.
The Orkneys. And the
Orkneys.
You know, all those.
All of the islands.
Yeah. All the islands.
Lots of them.
Yeah. San Juan. Or
No.
Hawaiian?
Pretty sure those don't qualify.
There's no Hawaiian island Scotch.
You're not
going
to find any Scotch distillery.
Okay, we'll do some research on which islands are allowable, and then we will buy some Scotch.
But not too much research, because we do like to be surprised.
And we often are.
Yes. Until next time.
Thank you.
All right.